Off the Ball on News Talk.
Thanks to Screwfix.ie. Championing the trade with a choice of over 20,000 quality trade products.
I have to say, we've got a really nice lineup on the show this evening. Simon Cooper, author of Football Against the Enemy, writes for the Financial Times, has done since the mid-90s, is going to talk to us about a resurgence at Ajax. They're through to the knockout stages for the first time in 13 years, producing some brilliant players again. And also, Simon Cooper is based in Paris, so he'll talk to us about the PSG project. That's on the football show. Keith Wood and Matt Williams on Wednesday Night Rugby. Meanwhile, Sky are set to pull out of professional cycling. We're going to talk to Sean Ingle from The Guardian. It's been the end of an era. And both Manchester clubs in Champions League action this evening. The icing on the cake is that Kenny Cunningham is here in studio once again, Kenny.
Evening, Joe.
Is that all you're giving me back?
That wasn't much, no.
That was a little bit over the top.
Yeah,
I thought your tone was a little bit too...
Jeez.
Yeah. So I thought I'd bring it down.
Sounds like a man looking forward to the Champions League.
It's that type of evening, isn't it? It's been that type of day. I don't know what it is. Even around 10, it's that miserable. It's been drizzling rain. It's cold now.
It's a heavy atmosphere, I would think.
Hard to get up. It's hard to get up for these games this evening, particularly off the back of what we saw last night.
You have the highs of last night.
You've got to come back down,
you know.
Yeah.
Neil Tracy's here as well. Hello, sir.
How are you?
53106, the text number. We're at Off the Ball. No, there is a heaviness in the air, I would agree, Kenny. Just a bit of a middling Wednesday for us all.
These things
happen. I walked into the office today. I saw Kenny Cunningham in his T-shirt and his shorts. About 6 hours earlier than invited, but it's good to have you with you anyway. With a packet of peas on his calf, icing up. You're getting too old for Astro in the morning, Kenny.
Yeah, popped me calf for about 10 minutes to go.
Oh.
Game this morning, yeah. Big pitch, though, with the lads lengthened the pitch. I was like going ahead of myself. I was making overlapping runs, toward man runs into the box.
Porky Queeve all over again, was it?
There was a bit of that, yeah. It does make a difference when you get off, come out of your comfort zone, a little bit of five-a-side into the more elongated pitch. It makes a difference when you're 47 years of age and...
I noticed as well, it wasn't just any peas, it was Marks and Spencer peas you were icing with.
I was limping, obviously, up Graff Street, thinking I need a bag of frozen peas here, so my options were limited. It was Brown Thomas on my right or Marks and Spencer's on my left. Clearly, Marks and Sparks was the better option.
Listen, you got to do what you got to do. So, in other news, to lift your mood, Kenny, you'll be delighted with this. Johnny Sexton has signed a new deal. He's made a new agreement. Have you seen that in the news?
Well, Lens a 3-year deal, isn't it?
No, not that.
Oh. That's not the news.
Irrelevant.
Moved on, is it? The news cycle's moved on.
In a big way.
Right.
In a big way. Johnny Sexton is teaming up with Off the Ball. You'll be delighted to know. He's coming on board as an Off the Ball ambassador. He's going to be across our social channels, Off the Ball in the evening, OTBAM in the morning. He's going to be at some road shows. He's obviously not retiring yet from Leinster or Ireland. I guess we should mention he's agreed a contract extension with those guys as well. But the big news...
He's going to squeeze in a bit of rugby as well, potentially.
Around his off-the-ball commitments, he's prepared to continue playing rugby.
Is he going to join the tag rugby team that we have every summer?
I mean, we can find a place for him.
We've O'Driscoll. Quinny avoided it, and so did O'Driscoll all summer.
Do we actually have a tag rugby team?
Not Off the Ball, but I mean the whole Communicorp brand. We have a...
do we?
We do, yeah. We did quite well. We won one of our tournaments last year.
It's news to me.
Joe's obviously not in the
Social league. Joe's not in the like B division.
Clearly.
I can almost say he certainly won't be, but we'll ask him. it's great news. It was just announced in the last hour or two. So Johnny Sexton's going to be joining the team. He'll be a regular on various shows across the year. A few road shows as well. So we're obviously thrilled to have him. The World Rugby Player of the Year, Kenny. That good enough for you?
I think it's amazing he's actually won that particular award. When you think of the talent around the world, particularly the Southern Hemisphere in England as well, how well they've been going, to have one of our own come out on top of that.
It's not easy to win it. Brian O'Driscoll, for all his brilliance, never got it.
Is that right?
Keith Wood's the only Irishman to win it.
He really should have in 2009. You could say he was very badly treated in that one, but that can happen. Keith Wood was the only other Irishman to win it, so it's a big achievement.
You could argue potentially going forward some of those young Irish rugby players we have at the moment potentially, but that James Ryan and one or two others, I mean, they keep going the way they're going. It's potential there, isn't it?
Would you say so? Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. James Ryan seems to be of a different planet. Mm-hmm. Ridiculous week after week after week after week. So
Tadhg Furlong, all these.
Yes, Tadhg Furlong.
A prop has never been nominated even.
Well, he should have been nominated this year, I think.
It's scandalous.
Yeah, he really should have.
Is this a similar argument in terms of kind of the, say, the Ballon d'Or?
Yes.
Like we very rarely see the fella like centre-half mentioned in dispatches. Would there be a similar argument there in terms of the rugby position on the pitch?
There would be, Kenny. You'd be dead right. Is Cannavaro the last Ballon d'Or winner?
I was going to say, like, in terms of your defenders.
This has been running since 2001. You're talking five nominees a year, and not one nominee has ever been a prop. Mm.
Something going on there, Kenny.
Yeah.
Tyke Furlong's the
need
man.
Need a bit of front row love, come on.
Tyke Furlong could well win the thing, really. Anyway, that is our rugby news. We'll have Keith Wood and Matt Williams on later on, and I guess we'll have Johnny Sexton on pretty soon to welcome him. He's going to be coming to the Christmas party. We've got his office
He's not going to be coming to the Christmas party.
There is no chance he's coming to the Christmas party. Chance. Kenny was invited, I should mention, listeners. He has said no thanks. Thanks. I mean, I'd love to come, but no thanks.
I was pleased to get the invite, albeit more of an sense like more of an afterthought. I've got to be honest with you.
You were CC'd on the email, was it?
Well, I would not. What does that mean? See,
What do you mean?
It's like you're kind of the afterthought on the email. Yeah.
What do you mean afterthought?
Possibly like Adrian sent me a text, but I just forgot that sense of I should really throw Kenny.
No. We wanted you there.
Right.
We'll be toasting you in your absence. Don't worry.
Oh, I can imagine. Sharpening the daggers.
So the news round is brought to you, no comment, this evening with Screwfix.ie, championing the trade, a choice of over 20,000 quality trade products. We'll do well, as you were saying, Kenny, to have the excitement of last night, but both Manchester clubs are in action, Neil.
Yeah, Manchester United and Man City both kick off their final Champions League group stage games at 8 o'clock. Both are guaranteed to be in the last 16, but both will be hoping to confirm themselves as top seeds tonight. For City, the task is straightforward. They just need to avoid defeat against Hoffenheim at the Etihad Stadium, and they aren't taking too many chances with the team selection. It's a pretty strong 11. You've Ederson, Laporte, Stones, Otamendi, Zinchenko, Gundogan, Foden, Sané, Bernardo Silva, Raheem Sterling supporting Gabriel Jesus up front. And among those on the bench as well, you've Kyle Walker, Vincent Kompany and Riyad Mahrez as well.
What's up with Jesus this year, Kenny? Not quite himself.
I don't think he's done an awful lot wrong, to be honest. Just the nature of that squad, Joe. I mean, you've got to be really on your game. It looks as if Aguero's has come back physically in the best shape. There's a few quotes attributed to Aguero saying for the first time in a number of years he feels physically he's where he needs to be.
He had an operation over the summer which sorted out a few ills.
And I think both playing at their best, you know, Aguero plays, it's as simple as that. So I don't think it's to his detriment. He's not a big criticism, he hasn't played too many games when you consider the company he's playing amongst up there. Sané was the same, wasn't he? Kind of slapped him down a little bit during the season as well, Guardiola, just in terms of maybe mentally wasn't where he needed to be.
Well, so did Yogi Love,
He's come back strong, isn't he? So possibly we'll see the same from Jesus second half of the season.
So City basically will top this group unless there's a surprise, is that right?
Yeah, so if City were to have a pretty shock defeat, then Lyon could overtake them into first place in Group F, but they would have to win away to Shakhtar Donetsk. Okay. And that looks like being one of the very interesting games of the night, because Shakhtar would qualify at the expense of Lyon if they were to win this evening. So one of the few games this evening where there actually is a lot on the line.
Okay, we'll keep an eye on that. There's a text in. Let's forget about Johnny Sexton. I think Kenny would be a great addition to your rugby lineup. In fairness, the last time you were on
air... How does the tag thing work? Obviously, not physically, there's no tackling involved. Literally, this is just touch.
You're wearing a tag here and a tag here.
Oh, right, you've got
a Velcro thing and you pull it off.
Oh, right.
Oh, that's piqued your interest.
Oh, clearly that's huge, isn't it? That's a huge factor, isn't it? I mean, it's just Alan Quinlan going, trying to drop the shoulder on Alan Quinlan now and potentially...
He could smash you. He can't lay a hand on you. You're grand.
Yeah, there's no contact on it.
Yeah.
They're strict on it as well.
Never say never.
Is tag rugby a growing sport, a growing phenomenon?
It's pretty popular.
Is it, yeah?
Yeah. I think it's done a lot of its growing already. Like, it's fairly big now, in terms of participation anyway.
It feels like more of an office thing as opposed to the tag rugby.
Oh, it's so many.
There's not a tag rugby league that people play on a Saturday, is there?
There are on Tuesday and Thursday nights, but a lot of them are company teams and stuff like that. The people who take it seriously though, you rock up some night and there's a full crowd of people. They actually have their kit. They have come up with a kit themselves. They've had it designed. Matching shorts, matching socks, matching jerseys. Mm. And, you know, you're all there going, right, lads, we're going to wear white T-shirts tonight. And you rock up there and you go,
I can't imagine the ex-pros, the likes of the ex-rugby lads, would be overly interested in the tag version of the game.
No, because all they want to do is They're just getting frustrated because you can't
just smash each other.
Get in and smash someone.
They're all crocked as well, honestly. Yeah. Eddie wants to know, is Kenny a fan of Christmas FM? I have Mariah Carey in one ear and Kenny in the other. It doesn't get any better. Unless, of course, Kenny starts talking about batch loaves, says Eddie. Kenny, I regret to inform... Since we spoke, actually, you see, unbeknownst to you, and I'm sorry to break this to you on air, we have done a montage of that very night where you talked about batch loaves. So actually, I would say once a week, you are talking about batch loaves to music.
Right, yeah.
So it's become an institution.
You're not doing
the show.
Me any favours there, really. No,
we're doing no favours. In fact, can we just dig up the start of it, Jojo, and we're going to play it too?
I wouldn't bother, Joe.
No, I would. I would. So I hate to break it to you, Eddie. Let alone is Kenny not a fan of Christmas FM. He's not even a fan of Christmas, truth be told. Isn't that right? You were just saying that the other day. You were.
Oh, he's twisting me words ever so slightly there, Neil. You know what I mean? He's trying to create a headline.
Go on then.
No, I wouldn't say that per se. I can't say I get overly excited about the festive period. I've got to be honest with you. It's a funny one. Since I've retired, it's a strange one. It's a funny old week for me, Christmas, New Year. Yeah, I've kind of... A lot of talk the lads when we finish playing Christmas, get on at parties and all that type of thing. But no, I found it strange, to be honest with you. I've missed it a little bit. That's where I've kind of, not generally missed the football, I've moved on, obviously I don't think about it. But yeah. That kind of Christmas period, New Year, is probably where I feel it the most.
Is that right? Yeah, really?
I think most people would have assumed that's the time you don't miss it.
You enjoyed your football at Christmas.
Oh, I loved the Christmas, being away Christmas night, in New Year's. Yeah, no problem whatsoever. I didn't think much of it at the time, but having retired, first couple of years after retired, remember, it was an odd one. It still is, to be honest with you. I find it a long week, to be honest.
I was going to say, because you have a lot of time to think, probably a lot of time sitting around, you're probably watching a lot of football, you just might get that itch. It all combines.
I like to be out, I've been out Stephen's Day, I like to get out and watch a game, even get out of the house and even take in a game. Not so much even sitting in the house, now watching... Just the whole week. It's just I've never quite settled into the Christmas week and then and New Year, and that's quite a while now since.
You're institutionalised.
I am in this studio a bit. Look, it is like a prison cell, isn't it?
Well, there's no escape. It's a life sentence. Do you think it's because you've said before you're not really a drinker, and that's kind of what Christmas is about as well? You kind of feel a bit out of the loop with it all going on.
No, not really. It's not so much the drink. I like being out. I like being out with people, the pub thing and all the social thing and. I do enjoy, but it's just a strange one.
No, fair enough. Yeah, I think a lot of people don't love Christmas in a way, you know. I mean, that's not talked about that much, but for a lot of people it's a strange week.
Yeah, even this, I mean, are you doing your shopping? I'm like, what? Shopping? What are you talking about?
Well, that's a fair enough question. You need to buy presents. In fairness.
That's just small talk.
I can't be walking about. If I need something, I don't do shopping, to be honest with you. I mean, the thought of kind of rambling around shops, just kind of rambling around, just kind of browsing, I can't get my head around that at all. If I need to go and get something, at some point I'll go and...
You're not going to buy people presents, though?
I don't buy too many presents, John, really.
It's all right, Grinch. I hate to break it to you. When people say, how are you getting on with your Christmas shopping, that's what they're talking about.
I don't accept... Tell me what quite some time, she knows, I actually don't like receiving presents. I dislike receiving presents more. I can give a few out, if I need to get a few here and there, I can manage it, but I generally don't like receiving presents, that kind of...
The last time you were in before Christmas, we're going to have to put away the present we had bought you outside.
Oh, that whole little charade. Oh, you shouldn't
have. Charade.
Oh, really, that's too much. Wow, I never suspected. You shouldn't have done... I just can't.
Is this what you say to your children when they buy you a Christmas present? What is wrong with you? This is some serious...
Make an exception for the young vloggers. You know what I mean? As hard as it is, you know what I mean? I'll put a face on, but...
But if your wife gives you a gift...
I could gladly go to not receiving any present. I don't obviously get a few here and there, but I could gladly go through Christmas. I wouldn't fall out with anybody not receiving any presents.
It's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
No, it's not.
So you don't like to give or receive?
What part of Christmas do you like?
He doesn't like any of it, he just said.
No, look, well...
He likes when it's over.
Taking down the Christmas tree.
His favourite day of the year is the 6th of January.
I haven't even thought about going up to the loft to get the decorations out, yeah. They're up there somewhere, I haven't even...
Don't inflict it on your children, just because you don't like it.
No, he's all right, he's not big mad, maybe he's got that gene in him, I'm not too sure, but he hasn't,
The, Cunningham anti-Christmas gene. Oh dear.
I've got to get up the last, see what's up there. Like,
he's just trying to, he just doesn't want to put you under pressure. He's being considerate, but he's dying inside your kid.
He's not actually, to be honest with you. No, he's a bit laid back Larry, to be honest with you. He doesn't go overboard in those type of things.
I don't know what to say about this. Eddie's open.
I will do. I'll get up there at some point. There'll be a bit of tinsel or something. I don't know.
Well, don't go nuts though. Don't go crazy. All right. Jeez. Eddie's opened a can of worms with that text.
Yeah.
So I misrepresented you by saying you don't like Christmas. I don't think so. I didn't even know it was this chronic. Here, put in your headphones there for a second, will you?
Yeah, all right.
We'll just wait for you. Me and everybody waiting, we'll just listen.
I'm with you, I'm there.
All right, okay.
Remember lying back, pillows on me bed late after, and looking up the top of my wardrobe, stacked with boxes of Morro bars. Batch loaf, not the heels. Mm. And butter's another thing. Over the last couple of years, I've gone back, because I wouldn't have tasted butter for about 15, 20 years. Yeah, bread. Bread was a big thing for me when I went over to England.
You're killing me.
Vienna rolls.
You're pasting bits of Commons boards together and... It's all wrong.
I have rings of pudding used to, sausages my ma used to. They used to be packed in the luggage compartment on a.
Surely they did sausages well. Right now. English sausages would be
good. Their Irish recipe, which is a nowhere near, is it?
I've had sausages of Grim Stag Weekend over in the UK and they've tasted okay, no?
If they're sausages in a Grim Stag Weekend, Joe. You want to be able to savour the sausage.
Ma bring back the batch, the batch cut a big heel, open up, eat the heel, flip it over, go for the heel down the bottom, wrap it back up again, flip it back over, put it back in the bread bin, so nobody's aware of it until they dug down right at the end. Although there's something nice about toast, putting the butter, if a cold slab of butter on top and just watching it work its way across the toast slowly.
So true.
As God intended. No, just Vienna rolls, that fresh bread, not going to the Super Queen, the bread coming out. Breathe it in.
You condensed all this together. That's over the space of a year or so. I've made 4 or 5 comments. You've thrown them all together there as if I'm going on a ramble, incoherent ramble.
I think people understand what a montage is, Kenny. No one thought that was a live broadcast.
It was poorly put together, though, wasn't it? Was that deliberately like amateur? It sounded a bit amateur, didn't it? In terms of it was just broken up. And
that sounds like Richie McCormack's finest, doesn't it?
Oh, dear. That is good stuff. So when people texted in about you talking about batch loaves, and you're like, that was a long time ago.
I know.
No, they're hearing that about once a week.
Yeah.
Sorry, Kenny.
Get rid of that, Joe. Get rid of that.
Yeah, no, definitely will.
Yeah, good.
Consider it gone.
Good.
So, right, let's get through some stories then, Neil. We've done the two Manchester clubs.
Well, we haven't done Man United yet.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, I'll just very quickly give their team news. They're going to be relying on other results if they want to finish top of the Group H. They're away to Valencia at 8. They have to win and would also need Juventus to slip up against Young Boys. So the team news, Romero's in goals, Valencia, Bailly, Jones and Rojo are at the back, Pereira, Fred and Fellaini in midfield, and it looks like Mata, Paul Pogba and Romelu Lukaku will be the front three.
So Pogba back in the team. Mourinho was talking about how it's almost an audition for Pogba if he wants to play against Liverpool this evening. So he needs to play well. Mourinho's put the pressure on him.
Yeah, and in tonight's other games, Ajax host Bayern Munich in Group E. Both are qualified. The winner of that advances in first place. Benfica are at home to AEK Athens elsewhere. Benfica will be going into the Europa League after this. The Group G games are well into the second half, about 20 minutes to go. Real Madrid 2-0 down against CSKA Moscow at the moment, although Real are guaranteed to be going through in first place regardless of the result. Fedor Shalov on 37 minutes before Georgi Shenikov just before halftime made it 2-0. And it's now Roma 1, Victoria Pilsen 0. It's Victoria Pilsen 1, Roma 0. It was Daniel Limbursky who got the goal. They've played around 69 minutes as well. But those two games essentially are dead rubbers. Real and Roma going through in first and second place.
Right, okay, so that's redundant then. Kenny and I must have been separated at birth regarding his Christmas views, says Declan in Dublin. Anne says, thank you, Kenny. I'm with you in all this Christmas palaver. Kenny sounds like Carl Pilkington. Lads, I don't like Christmas either. I'm now in my 50s. I accept it's all a load of nonsense. Pure marketing. I buy a few small gifts for the important people in my life and it comes and goes like every other day. 10 hours, lads, working in a store and having to listen to non-stop Christmas songs. Mm-hmm. Kenny's levelled me out. Cheers, says Garrett in Dublin. So a lot of people are with you.
I do feel for employees. There's a local coffee shop next to me. over in London, and it seemed like literally they were pulling down the Halloween stuff. I went in there the next day. That Christmas, this is November. They had all their standardised Christmas jumpers on. Oh my God, they weren't happy.
Oh no.
And I obviously know them quite well. So I'm having a bit of conversation with them. But I know, now obviously you're talking about employees. Now Christmas Day, Stephen's Day, the hours these people now have to put in, these employees.
Yeah.
It's outrageous. You know what I mean?
Well, even it's been very noticeable around my neck of the woods. Even I go home to Selbridge for Christmas. I just never thought it would happen naively. But like shops all open on Christmas Day now. Mm.
Yeah.
It's like, come on. Just as a society, can we just shut it down for one day, surely?
Yeah, it's all wrong. And these kids, like mostly young kids, like in these coffee shops, aren't they? They have no choice, like they're in and that's it, you know what I mean?
No, it's true. It is true. It is true. There's no need for it, really. Everybody's stocked up. You know, on Christmas Day, everyone's fine.
Yeah. I feel for them a little bit.
I'm with you on that, Kenny. So, Joe Schmidt was speaking today. He obviously got the Phillips Manager of the Year award.
Yeah, it was the first time as well that he's spoken publicly since it was announced he'd be stepping down from coaching after the World Cup. And it came on the day that it was confirmed by New Zealand Rugby CEO Steve Chew that Schmidt turned down the chance to join Steve Hansen's coaching setup last year. So, as you say, he was named Phillips Sports Manager of the Year today after a brilliant 12-month, which saw a Grand Slam win, a Test Series victory against Australia down under, and a win against the All Blacks. So, speaking at that event, he said, "Is immediate focus after the World Cup will be to spend some downtime with the family," but he did add, "You could never say never about anything else down the line."
It's difficult not to stay where I am. It's difficult not to keep enjoying what I'm doing with a fantastic group of people. So for me, I'm just fully focused on the next 11 months. It couldn't be a bigger 11 months for us. So, we've got England in 7.5-8 weeks. So, I'm pretty good at shortening the focus, and that's what it's going to be all about for the next 11 months. I just think as a group, we want to try to roll our sleeves up and stay as competitive as we can. The older generation and my son, the younger generation, that will take up a lot of time in those 12 months post-finishing, and I'm actually looking forward to that as a different sort of challenge, because I don't get home that often. I'm out and away, and I think in the coming year I'm going to be out of the home for probably more days than I'm in the home.
He'll have earned his time off. Just the fourth coach to win the award more than once, Joe Schmidt. Declan Kidney certainly has won. I think Brian Kerr is the other. And then Jack Charlton has won it a lot of times as well. So I think he joins those three.
Oh.
So very impressive. That's Joe Schmidt speaking today. What else going on?
Raheem Sterling has been named Premier League Player of the Month for November. The Man City winger received the award for scoring 3 goals and 3 assists last month. He suffered abuse during Man City's Premier League defeat to Chelsea on Saturday and has accused the media of fueling racism. And on that note, Arsenal's Ainsley Maitland-Niles has backed Sterling for his response to racism in football. He was speaking today ahead of tomorrow's Europa League game against Karabakh, and he says it's something he has previously experienced in underage football.
Not at a professional level, but growing up in the youth ranks, I think it's disgusting, honestly. And I really do credit Raheem for coming out and standing up for himself and other players and speaking about it. But I just think that if a lot of the football clubs can get together and some of the players to just join forces to really put our heads to it and try to kick it out, it would be the best thing possible. Literally went out to pick a throw up, pick up the ball for throwing, and there was a bit of racial abuse behind me. What can I do? Just get on with the game, as he did. And it hurts to talk about it, it hurts to think about it, but that's why I think it's so important that we need to get rid of it in the game. And it's not just footballers that need to be on board with it, it's everyone else, the press, the media, and the staff as well.
Celtic striker Lee Griffiths is to take some time away from football. He's to seek professional help for ongoing issues, according to his manager Brendan Rodgers. Rodgers says the player has been struggling for a number of months and that the club are giving him a break from the game in order to find a happiness. Rodgers also says the club will give him every support he needs. Now, meanwhile, Tottenham Hotspur's move to their new stadium has been delayed yet again. Sure. The new 62,000-seater stadium had been due to open way back in September before a number of delays in construction. They had hoped they could open the ground for the Premier League game against Manchester United on January 13th. However, this afternoon, the club confirmed that game will be played at Wembley again. The club also say they'll wait until a report from their contractors in early January before issuing any more updates.
I'd say Pochettino August. Is just banging his head off the table.
August.
This happened. It has August.
What bets would you give me on Pochettino not managing a Premier League game in the new stadium?
That'd be an interesting one, yeah.
I guess you're saying, is he going to go in the summer? Mm. I would say he will stay. Kenny is an enigma wrapped in a mystery. There's more, but I just want to let that land for a second because it's a fair comment.
It's just gone over my head. It hasn't actually registered. It's gone straight over.
Grant. It's Brendan in Leixlip. He can wax lyrical about the beauty of batch loaves, but basically hates Christmas. I'll never understand him, but I think he loves you all the same. And then June Fardy is making the supper, she says, with tears of laughter running down my cheeks, listening to Kenny Cunningham and batch bread. The cats are getting worried. Did you know that you'd been reduced to this from captain of Ireland, Premier League player, to the bloke from the batch loaf montage?
It's a bit low, isn't it?
Like the modern day owl, Mr. Brennan.
I can say it's a little bit of a low blow, actually, to be constantly recycling that it's material. Neil, would you back me on that?
I thought it was good content, actually.
I don't mind you throwing it out there. As one, obviously, it goes out live, I can't control it. But after that, to be constantly regurgitating and throwing it out there, unbeknown to myself.
No, it's done with love. It's a celebration.
Like there if pain, you, there's nothing pain. There's, is it? Well, I don't have a contract.
Copyright, no, you've nothing. No, you don't have a leg to stand on.
No. What's that contract, Johnny Sexton's son? I have a word with him.
See, ambassador.
His solicitor.
Yeah, you know, you should. You should. Not everyone gets a montage, you know? There's a lot of people who don't get to feature once a week on the show in montage form.
But not to be ridiculed.
It's not ridicule.
Don't try and hold it up there as if it's something I should be proud of. You know what I mean, Neil?
We couldn't do a goals montage for you. What could we do?
Oh, that is a low blow. There you go.
Oh, dear. We'll play a Kevin Kilbane's one and that would make you feel a whole lot better about yourself. Trust me. Can we have one of Kevin Kilbane trying to explain the Nations League concept?
I love that one.
That's funny, isn't it?
No, that's funny.
But your one's not funny.
No, that is funny.
Oh, is it? Okay, interesting. Yeah. That's different. Right, we'll move on. So Kenny's going to preview these Champions League games. Not as important. We'll do that just before 8 o'clock. Up next, we're going to talk to Sean Ingle, brilliant writer for The Guardian, because Sky have pulled out of professional cycling. So is it the end for Team Sky and Brailsford and Chris Froome? Or what's going to happen? We're going to check in with Sean Ingle next.
Off the ball on Newstalk.
Thanks to Screwfix.ie. Championing the trade with a choice of over 20,000 quality trade products.